CEO of Cycle Against Suicide is Colm Hayes, and he joins me on the show now. Good morning, Colm.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, and it's great to be speaking to you. And Donegal Town has been chosen to pilot Communities Against Suicide programme. Tell us about this programme, please, Colm.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole point of the cycle, which we do every year, we're cycling through community. I mean, last year we went through 28 towns and villages with a combined population of 1.45 million. And the idea, you know, we go through it, we bring our message, but then when it's gone, it's gone and such. You know, the fanfare, the festival, the bikes, the cyclists. So we've decided to launch this pilot, which is Communities Against Suicide. And it's a 12-month strategy. So we get into communities. We encourage all the organizations within the communities to come together. And we actually practice well-being, mindfulness. You know, it's all about positive mental being. And we encourage it's shops, it's schools, it's taxi men, all to buy into the message. You know, it's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. So there's a conversation mm-hmm. within a community for an entire 12 months, and people aren't afraid to talk about their mental health and possibly then reach out when that requirement is there that they need to talk about it in a serious way.
Do we also have to, yeah. Colm, when we say, how are you, sometimes not necessarily always mean it in a rhetorical sense?
The thing is, if you ask anybody how they are, I mean, I do it 20 times a day. You probably do as well. Somebody goes, how are you? Ah, sure, I'm grand. And that's really what we do. We cover our pieces with, ah, sure, I'm grand. And what we want to do is where somebody's, when they're at a low point mentally, that they can actually just say, you know what? And they could be in a hairdresser's, and they could see that this hairdresser has signed up to Communities Against Suicide. So possibly even some of the hairdressers will know and they'll notice the signals and the signs and the language that's used, and they can say, you know what, I don't think you're great, do you want to talk about it? I think maybe you seem a little bit down at the moment, or you don't feel great at the moment, do you? And people can then start talking, and that conversation can begin. And believe me, once the conversation begins, you feel so much better that you're able to not so much offload, but talk about your problems. You know, it's really, really important.
Yeah, and it's a really good point you make, because we need to sort of, you know, be conscious of how we feel more of the time, rather than just maybe focusing on it when we may feel down, or indeed it can go for when you feel elated. You know, if we try and sort of have some sort of a medium and be conscious of our health, our mental health the whole time.
I think as well, what's important, it's the signs, and there are always signs. There's little signs, but it's been able to understand the signs, understand the language. And I mean, as I said, for instance, even a taxi man who are around an area and somebody got in who's feeling particularly low, or God forbid, feeling suicidal, the taxi man can even, because he's done maybe a small course or he's been introduced to this, he can identify that the passenger doesn't feel particularly good, and he may be able to talk to them, you know? And it's getting an entire community to feel. I mean, when we do the neighborhood watch, think of neighborhood watch, and I know down the country it works so well. Somebody in the area comes into the area in a strange car, and suddenly everybody is contacted and everybody's alert for this. If you think of that idea, but about your mental health, where people are aware of their friends, their neighbors, and they're looking out for them, they're listening for the signs, and they're all ready to help and just talk when they see a sign that people are feeling a little bit down, or as I said, suicidal.
Yeah, and if someone, say for instance, was on crutches, we might hold the door open for them or give them a hand getting out of the car, and why not extend that kind of care if someone's got a mental illness rather than a physical illness?
Absolutely. As we always say, if you break your leg playing football, the first thing you do is you go to the doctors, and then the next thing is all your mates sign the cast and everyone's behind. If you've got an issue, a mental health issue, you're afraid to talk about it, who do you go to? Some people don't even go to the doctor. But it's no different. It is the same issue. It is no different at all. And we need to remove the stigma and get people to be able to talk positively about mental health and to be able to talk. So it's a full program, which will be, it's 12 months in the community. We'll be supported against Cycle Against Suicide, and at the end, the community will be acknowledged as a positive well-being community and awarded what we're going to call the Communities Against Suicide sign, which is sort of placed at the boundaries of the town, saying within this town we're there for you and we're thinking about you and we're able to help.
And I suppose it all kicks off in the Abbey Hotel this Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Who should be going along, do you think, Colm?
Well, what we've done, and it's been in the papers, and that we want all organisations and community organisations. So it's like, it could be Boy Scouts, it could be book clubs, it could be the local GAA. It's any organisation, any community, any organisation that is dealing with the community from 2 to 200 to come along and to listen to Dudley. Dudley Farrell is going to be there. He's our national coordinator. And to listen about how they can get involved in the positive wellbeing community. And it's not only even for the people, when I say the people who need it, who may be suffering slightly, but everybody's going to get something from it. You get a positive sense of well-being from doing something positive. So everybody will come away feeling positive about this, and hopefully the community together can break that stigma. Our message is simple. It's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help, and that's what we want. So okay. I would encourage all organizations, please send one representative along, or send two, or send 100. We just want people to come. We want to get their IDs as well. Remember, this is the pilot scheme. It's all about Donegal embracing this and taking charge of it. So we want them to run it as well, obviously. So we need their IDs, and this is a real brainstorming opportunity.
Thank you very much for coming on the show, Colm.
Okay.
Take
right,
care. Bye bye. That's Colm Hayes there, CEO of Cycle Against Suicide. That public meeting takes place in the Abbey Hotel on Tuesday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Sometimes if you don't feel 100% and you hear people talking about these things, even though they're positive, it can make you maybe feel a little bit more anxious or what have you. So I would suggest that if that's affected you at all, you can call the Samaritans on 116123. There's loads of people there to chat to you, or console 1-800-247-247. That's Samaritan's number, north and south, 116-123.